So we're reading from 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 16, and verse number is 18 and 19. They're written from 15th, we will recite from 19th. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो विज्ञानमात्राय परमानन्दमूर्तये आत्मा रामाय शांताय निर्वत्त दैत दृष्टाय नमो विज्ञान मात्राय परमानंद मूर्तय आत्मा रामाय शांता निर्वत्त दैत दृष्टाय नमो विज्ञानमात्राय परमानन्दमूर्तये आत्मा रामाय शान्तये निवृत्तदातदृष्टये. Well, we'll do word to word the whole verse, which is long. Om, O my Lord, Nama, obeisances, Tubhyam, unto you. Bhagavate, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vasudevaya, Krishna, the son of Vasudev. Dhimahi, let me meditate upon. Pradyumna, unto Pradyuman. Aniruddhaya, unto Aniruddha. Nama, respectful obeisances. Shankarshaya, unto Lord Shankarshan. Cha, also. Nama, all obeisances. Vigyan Matraya, unto the form full of knowledge. Parama Ananda Murtaya, full of transcendental bliss. Atma Ramaya, unto the Lord, who is self-sufficient. Shantaya, and free from disturbances. Nivratta Nivratta Dvaita Drishtaya, whose vision turns away from duality, or who is one without a second. So let me read from the verse 15, the translation first, then I'll come to this verse 15. Thus enlightened by the instructions of the Brahmins, Angira and Narad, King Chitraketu became fully aware of spiritual knowledge. As an elephant becomes free from a muddy reservoir of water, King Chitraketu came out of the dark well of family life. Next. The king bathed in the water of the Yamuna, and according to prescribed duties, he offered oblations of water to forefathers and demigods. Very gravely controlling his senses and mind, he then offered respects and obeisances to the sons of Lord Brahma, Angira and Narad. Therefore, being very much pleased with Chitraketu, who was a self-controlled devotee and surrendered soul, Narad, the most powerful sage, spoke to him the following transcendental instructions. Now this is the verse which is written. Narada gave Chitraketu the following mantra. O Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, who are addressed by the Omkar, Parnava, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. O Lord Vasudev, I meditate upon you. O Lord Pradyumna, Lord Aniruddha, and Lord Sankarsana, I offer you my respectful obeisances. O reservoir of spiritual potency, O supreme bliss, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who are self-sufficient and most peaceful. O ultimate truth, one without a second, you are realized as Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagwan, and are therefore reservoir of all knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that He is Parnava Sarvedeshu, the syllable Om in the Vedic mantras. In transcendental knowledge, the Lord is addressed as Parnava Omkar, which is a symbolic representation of the Lord in sound. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudev, who is an expansion of Narayan, expands himself as Pradyuman, Aniruddha, and Sankarsan. From Sankarsan comes a second Narayan expansion. From this Narayan comes further expansion of Vasudev, Pradyuman, Sankarsan, and Aniruddha. The Sankarsan in this group is the original cause of the three Purushas, namely Karnodakshai Vishnu, Garvodakshai Vishnu, Kirodakshai Vishnu. Kirodakshai Vishnu is situated in every universe in a particular, in a special planet called Svetadvipa. This is confirmed in Brahma Samhita, Anandantrastha. The word under means universe. Within universe is a planet called Svetadvipa, where Kirodakshai Vishnu is situated. From him comes all the incarnations within this universe. As confirmed in Brahma Samhita, all these forms of Supreme Personality of Godhead are Advaita, non-different, and they are also achyuta, infallible. They do not fall down like the conditioned souls. The ordinary living entity is prone to falling into clutches of Maya. But the Supreme Lord is, in His different incarnations and form, is achyuta, infallible. Therefore, His body is different from the material body possessed by the conditioned soul. The word matra is explained in Medini dictionary as follows. Matra karna vishuddhayam vite mane prichadade. The word matra in its different imports is used to indicate the decoration of the air, possessions, respect, and the possession of a covering. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 2.14, matra spashastu kante shitoshan sukdukta. Agma paino nitya tansvibharata. O son of Kunti, the non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress and their disappearance in due course are like appearance and disappearance of winter and summer seasons. They arise from sense perception, O son of Bharata, and one must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed. In the conditioned state of life, the body is used as our dress, and as one needs different dresses during the summer and winter. We conditioned souls are changing bodies according to our desires. However, because the body of the Supreme Lord is full of knowledge, it needs no covering. The idea that Krishna's body is like ours, in other words, that His body and soul are different, is a misunderstanding. There are no such differences for Krishna because His body is full of knowledge. Here we receive material bodies because of lack of knowledge. But because Krishna Vasudev is full of knowledge. There is no difference between his body and his soul. Krishna remembers, but he said 40 million years ago to Sun God. But an ordinary being cannot remember what he said the day before yesterday. This is the difference between Krishna's body and our body. Therefore, the Lord is addressed as Vigyan Matra Paramananda Murtaya, because the Lord's body is full of knowledge. He always enjoys transcendental bliss. Indeed, his very form is Paramananda. This is confirmed in the Vedanta Sutra, Anandamaya Vyasat. By nature, the Lord is Anandamaya. Whenever we see Krishna, he is full of Ananda in all circumstances. Whenever we see Krishna, he is always Ananda in all circumstances. Sorry, I repeat it again. No one can make him morose, Anandamaya. He does not need to search for external enjoyment because he is self-sufficient, Shantaya. He has no anxiety. One who has to seek pleasure from other sources is always full of anxiety. Karmis, Jnanis and Yogis are full of anxiety because they want something. But a devotee does not want anything. He is simply satisfied in the service of the Lord who is fully blissful. Nirvita Dvaita Drishtaya, in our conditioned life, our bodies have different parts. But although Krishna apparently has different bodily parts, no parts of his body is different from any other part. Krishna can see with his eyes. Krishna can see without his eyes. Therefore, in the Shvetatra Upanishad, it is said, Pashati Achakshur, he can see with his hands and legs. He does not need a particular bodily part to perform a particular action. Angani yasya saklendriya vratimanti, he can do anything he desires with any part of body, and therefore he is called almighty. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. It's a wonderful purport, isn't it? Om agyanti mirindasya gyananjan shalaka chakshna milatam yena tasmai shri guru vai namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutle Swayam Rupakadam Dati Sapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutle Shimata Bhakti Vedan Swamiti Namne Namaste Saraswati Deve Garvani Pracharne Nirvisheshunyavadi Paschata Deshatarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Narayanam namaskritnam charnuratmam devin sasatvyasam tato jayam dhirit. Vancha kalpataravishvas unduve vijipatita naam pavne vyashnivevya namo namaha. Namo Vishnu padaya Krishna prishthaya vutle shimat giriraj swami iti naam. It is beautiful purport Srila Prabhupada gave. One may think it's very philosophical. But Prabhupada went, when he went for preaching, when he written his books, when he translated all his books, his lectures, his conversations, he was not interested what people want to hear. Rather, he presented what people need to hear. And this is the duty of a bona fide spiritual master, representative of Krishna. That when they approach living entities, their main goal is how they deliver that person. And Prabhupada demonstrated perfectly as a pure devotee of Krishna, as the bona fide representative of Krishna, how they present Krishna consciousness to others. You see the example of Devrishi Narad, Angira Rishi. What did they do? They went to Chitraketu and then they enlightened him. They did not go, oh, he is a king and we are a sannyasis, and if we go to him, he will give us a donation or a charity. They did not go for that. Narad Muni, he went to enlighten Chitraketu. Same thing is with, if you see the Bhagavatam, when Vidurji was insulted by Duryodhan, he left the kingdom, he left the Hastinapur. He was traveling around and then he met Maitreya Muni. Our knowledge is not, this Krishna consciousness is not just you simply sit down at one place and God come and will, you sit down and then God will enlighten you through your some sort of electric current. It doesn't work that way. It comes in a disciplic succession. So Vidurji went and he met Maitreya Muni in Haridwar. So he imparted the transcendental knowledge to Vidur. And then Vidur practiced it. And then he thought, let me go to Dhritarashtra, my brother, who looked after me so many years. So it is my duty to deliver him now. He is living on the mercy of he is humiliated. He lost his whole 100 sons. He lost his kingdom. But he is still attached to the bodily. He is still attached to the body. So Vidur went, Prabhupada explained in the purport, that when Vidur went to Hastinapur, at that time he did not go to enjoy the material happiness of the kingdom of Yudhishthira. Rather his main purpose was how he can deliver this Dhritarashtra. And same thing is Prabhupada. Prabhupada went to America simply with one message. And that message was Krishna, 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 and nothing else but Krishna. I like to mention Shri Gaunitai Ki Jai, Shri Krishna Balaram Radha Shyam Sundar Ji Ki Jai. When Vidur went, Yudhishthira Maharaj, he addressed, he said, Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani Sthanadena Kadavrata. He said, you are moving holy place yourself, you are purifying even the holy places. The reason you are making, wherever you go, it turns to holy place. Why? Because you are holding Krishna in your heart. You are keeping Gadavrata. The Krishna, the Vishnu is in your heart always. Because Vishnu is with you all the time, you are carrying Vishnu in your heart. That's why wherever you go, the place transforms into the holy place. I'm coming to this verse because Narada given him this mantra. That's what I'm going to try to explain. What mantra is he given? But before that, when Prabhupada went to America, same thing. Okay, let me turn that way. When Narada and Angira Mushi, Narada and Angira Muni, they gave him a mantra to Chitraketu. Now Chitraketu mantra, what mantra they given him? They did not give him some impersonal mantra. They gave him Om Namo Tubhyam Bhagavate Vasudevaya Dhimahi Padumna Anuruddhaya Namah Sankarshnaya Cha Namo Vigyan Matraya Paramananda Murtaya. This is the mantra they gave him. The Krishna mantra they gave him. And in this Krishna mantra, what is this? Is Vasudevaya Padumna Anuruddhaya Sankarshana. They did not give him some impersonal mantra. I remember when I was a child, I'm very grateful to my father because he always told me, he said, these gurus are bogus gurus. They don't give God names. He always used to tell me, Narayan is the only God. And Bhagavad Gita is the conclusion of all the scriptures. And my father used to tell me, you're wasting your time. Then he used to tell me, he said, these gurus are bogus. They got no clue what they're talking about. Once one Mayavadi came to my guru, to my father, and my father asked him, he said, what mantra your guru is giving? He said, no, I cannot disclose. He said, why can't you disclose? So eventually my father convinced him to write it. So he written the mantra. So having written the mantra, my father looked at it and immediately he memorized, very quick. So he showed it to my father and my father took it. He said, oh, there is no God in there. And immediately he ate the mantra, this Mayavadi. He ate the mantra, he ate the piece of paper. He said, no, I cannot disclose. So my father, the mantra was, is a Punjabi, this Punjabi mantra. So this is Ik Jod Nanyan Raring Sohing Satnam Omkar. And how do you chant? You take your tongue, put it next top of your, what do you call, talu? In Hindi we call talu. What do you call in English? You know, top of your mouth? You hold your tongue with that, and then you chant this mantra. You can't chant. You can't chant this name. And my father said, well, where is the God in this mantra? There's no God in this mantra. Ik Jod Nanjan Raring Soing Satnam Omkar. What is this? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Tubhyam. But Prabhupada, when he went, he given the same thing. He turned everything into tirthas wherever he went. He called New Dwarka, LA temple, New Dwarka. New Mayapur. Prabhupada, wherever he went, he said, this is Vaikuntha. Prabhupada told, he said, Vrindavan is within the four walls of Krishna Balaram temple, which is true. All the deities reside in our Krishna, Radha, Shyam, Sundar. All our Sapta Devalayas, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govind, Radha Gopinath, everybody is in these deities. Prabhupada said, this is the most beautiful Radharani in the entire Vrindavan. And which is true, don't you find the best Kirtan in the entire Vrindavan? In our own temple. There's nowhere else the Kirtan is going on. The movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Kalutadhari Kirtan. Prabhupada, he gave up this Krishna consciousness. Narada is given mantra. What mantra is given? Om Namo Tubhyam Bhagavate Vasudevaya Dhimahi. Chant the name of Vasudev. Now this mantra, I like to explain as well, it's very philosophical. But before that, even it's philosophical, so much, you know, there is Padumna, there is Nanudra, how they are connected, Kiro Dakshai Vishnu, Karno Dakshai Vishnu, Garbo Dakshai Vishnu, it's complicated, isn't it? Once devotee asked Prabhupada, how long it takes to become Krishna conscious? Prabhupada was giving lecture, he was sitting on the Vyasas, and you must have heard this lecture. Prabhupada said, 1 minute. Prabhupada, then again Prabhupada's eyes became big. You can watch this on YouTube. Then again Prabhupada said, 1 minute. He said, you can become Krishna conscious in 1 minute. Then Prabhupada spoke so strongly. It's beautiful, beautiful deliverance Prabhupada gave at that time. He said, what is this surrendering Krishna? 1 minute, he said. Simply 1 minute process, surrendering. What is that? Then Prabhupada quoted, Sardharman Pratajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Braj. Then Prabhupada quoted this. Surrender to Krishna. And we become devotee of Krishna. Once I gave this example in Hindi yesterday, but I see new devotees are here, so I can repeat the same example. Once two Brahmins came to meet Prabhupada. And Prabhupada asked them, he said, who is God? And the Brahmin, because he did not know who God is, so he started giving different reasons. Oh, Swamiji, it is too complicated subject matter, and you know, it cannot be discussed like this. Then Prabhupada asked the second person. And then he started giving different explanation of God, some sort of impersonal, he's nirakar, he's like this. So he's giving some weird explanation. Then we had one child, one devotee child, was just nearby. Prabhupada called the child. The child went near Prabhupada. Prabhupada had one sweet. Prabhupada asked to give one sweet to the child. And Prabhupada said to him, to the child, he said, who is Krishna? The child said, Krishna is God. So Prabhupada then again gave a sweet to the child. Again one more sweet. Then Prabhupada said, who is God? The child said, Krishna. Prabhupada asked different ways. Prabhupada asked, who is God? He said, Krishna. Then Prabhupada said, who is Krishna? The child is saying, God. So that philosophy, which is so complicated, even Brahmins cannot understand, the little child of Krishna conscious in our society, even he understands that Krishna is God. This is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. Brahmati tattva sattvam jajgyanam adyam brahmeti parmatmeti bhagwaneti shabdaite. Brahma gyan, Paramatma gyan, and Bhagwan gyan. Now this particular verse I have. There are different 56 places Prabhupada explained in his books. This different is complicated, isn't it? How does this Pradumna come? So Prabhupada explains from Krishna. Krishna is the supreme. Ishra Parma Krishna Sachidananda Vikraha Nadra Adra Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. All of you know this verse. Ishra Parma Krishna. Krishna is the supreme person. Ishra Parma Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Sachit Ananda Vigraha. He is a person. From Krishna comes Balram. And then from there are four expansions. Prabhupada explained in the purport. He explains that how from Balram comes Vasudev. There are four different expansions to guard the four sides of the material creation, which is called Anda, Brahmanda. Brahm means Brahm, Anda. It is shape of an egg. It is scientific philosophy. Modern scientists, so many different religions, main big religions, you ask them concept of different, very basic question. They don't know. According to them, earth is flat. They think earth is flat. But when you study Vedic literature, it says Bhu Gol. Bhu means earth. Is a goal, it's a round. Explained very well before. The universe moving in the shape of an egg. Because where everything comes from? Come from an egg. The birds come from an egg. So Prabhupada explains, and how it's very nicely explained, Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Pardumman, and Anuruddha. Four deities for four different directions. Deity of consciousness is called Vasudev. From this Vasudev comes Brahma Jyoti, which is the ultimate goal of Mayavadis. Sankarshana, Prabhupada explains, deity of false ego and law of gravity, Akarshan. You see, Akarshan mean attraction. In Hindi, you see your Sanskrit, you see Gurutvakarshan. Gurutvakarshan mean the gravity, the law of gravity. You take anything, you throw up and it comes down. On Sunday I was on Janamashtami day, I was invited by one of the TV station in Mathura to speak about Lord Krishna on the Janamashtami occasion. Now, the one of the question they asked, what about, did he really lifted the mountain? Can a child lift a mountain? Now, can you imagine, these are educated people these days. Whoever is working in the media and other places, they are well educated. They go to universities, they have studied. So, even the educated class of people cannot understand very simple basic, which Prabhupada explains so simple way. When I read this particular statement of Prabhupada, I really felt so happy in my heart. Reading Prabhupada books is so wonderful. Prabhupada explained, these big scholars cannot understand how Krishna can lift a mountain. He said, what difficulty is there for Krishna to lift a mountain? Reason one, so many planets are floating in the sky like a cotton ball. And second, Prabhupada gave, very scientific answer Prabhupada gave. Prabhupada was very expert. He said, what difficulty is for Krishna to lift a mountain? He said, he is the one who made a law of gravity. When he lifted mountain, what did he do? He simply removed the law of gravity beneath the mountain of Govardhan. What a simple explanation, isn't it? What a wonderful explanation. That for Krishna, Prabhupada explained, there's a mountain and there's a law of gravity. And Krishna, in order to pick the mountain, he removed the law of gravity beneath the mountain. And he lifted it. What a simple explanation. Beautiful books of Prabhupada. And now, Gurutvakarshan, law of gravity, this belongs to Sankarshan. And from Sankarshan comes Karno Dakshai Vishnu. That Vishnu who lies, when he breathes, millions of universes are coming out of his mouth and his pores. You may have seen the picture. Inhale and exhale. So when he inhale, all these universes go into his body. And when he exhales, all the universes are coming out. And they all are in the shape of egg, andas. And then each universe, each Brahmanda, then he enters. And that comes Garbhodakshai Vishnu. And it is that Garbhodakshai Vishnu from whose navel a Brahma comes out. And that Brahma who creates this material creation, then each atom, nobody can survive without Krishna. So each atom, then he enters, and that is called Kshirodakshai Vishnu. Three different expansions of Vishnu. And then come Aniruddha. From Aniruddha, this is the Kshirodakshai Vishnu. So this whole system of three Vishnus, Prabhupada explains, the different, it's like, I mean, there are so many references. I written few of them is Bhagavad Gita 7.4, chapter 9, verse 8, chapter 10, verse 20, chapter 10, verse 34, Bhagavatam 1, 2, 23, 1, 3, 1, 1, 3, 2, 5, 1, 8, 34, different, 56 different places Prabhupada tried to explain the whole complex matter, how the whole universe works, what is the role of Kshirodakshai Vishnu, what is the role of Karnodakshai Vishnu, and what is the role of this Garbhodakshai, Karnodakshai, and Kshirodakshai Vishnu. We have to understand, we have to read. We have to, Prabhupada explained, study. We must study the books of Prabhupada. If we don't, if the foundation is not strong, then the building will not last. Of course, there is no loss in Krishna consciousness. Neha vikramna shosti patvayona vidyate. There is no loss. But we have got human form of life. And in this human form of life, it is so difficult to come to Krishna. Is it easy? We may think it's easy because we are in Krishna consciousness. But our mind is still somewhere else. It explains, if we are in Vrindavan, we may be living in Vrindavan, physical body, but if our mind consciousness is somewhere else, we are not in Vrindavan. And Prabhupada was outside. Prabhupada said he is never away from Vrindavan. Because Prabhupada was always in Vrindavan. But our good fortune is that we have chance to come here in Vrindavan. What need is there for living in Vrindavan? Prabhupada explains. Somebody asked Prabhupada. He said, Swamiji, we got temple at home. What need is there to go to temple? And Prabhupada very nicely explained. He says, you can take medicine at home. What need is there for you to go to hospital? Because in hospital, there is a better facility. So, in the temple of Krishna, there is a better facility for practicing Krishna consciousness. Vrindavan means, we see devotees all around. We hear Krishna, Krishna, Krishna all around. We should take benefit of the association of devotees. This is the reason one should come to Vrindavan. Vrindavan means for bhajan. But we are so grateful to Prabhupada that he is engaging us in the service of Krishna. Bhajan does not mean simply we sit and do bhajan. Prabhupada explained, he said, that means you simply eat and sleep. That is not the purpose. The bhajan means whatever Krishna says, we have to do. If Krishna says, I scratch my this leg, no, Krishna, I think I like to do this. This is not the service. Service means whatever Krishna wants us. If we have to clean the floor, then we clean the floor. You have to manage the temple, then we manage the temple. You have to write, then we write. If there is a need for cooking, we cook. Das actually means slave, you know that in Hindi. Das means slave. That I am your, Prabhupada gave nice, very polished word to the das, servant. But the mean that, Krishna, I am yours. You tell me whatever you want. I do that for you. This is called surrender. Till we don't do that, we are not surrendered. Whatever Krishna desires, a pure devotee does, how does he live? Depends on the mercy of Krishna. If you so desire Krishna, then let that be happen. And the experience is how many years Prabhupada wanted to preach Krishna consciousness. I don't know if I told this story here or before. I told this story before here or not. But there was one Babaji, Giriraj Babaji, from Radhakund. And he told about Prabhupada before Prabhupada gone to America. For some reason, for a short while, he He was staying next to Radha Damodar temple. And Radha Damodar temple, one night he heard somebody was crying. So he heard some noise. Someone is crying in the midnight. So he thought, well, Vrindavan is a mystic place. We don't know. So he just ignored it. Happened so many nights. So one day he decided to go up on the top of roof. Want to see who is crying. So when he went up, if you know, old devotees, they know how Vrindavan was 30, 40 years ago, isn't it? It was not concreted. Nice path, sandy side on the Yamuna River, Parikrama Marg. Radha Damodar temple was all open, so beautiful. So this person, this devotee, sadhu, he went on the top of the roof and he saw someone had a broom in his hand, 2 o'clock in the night. 2 o'clock in the night, somebody was brooming Rupa Goswami Samadhi. And he was crying, "Oh Rupa Goswami, I cannot do this thing alone. I don't know how to do it. My Guru Maharaj has told me to do this service, but I don't know." He was crying profusely. Who was that crying? Who was the person? That was Prabhupada. Prabhupada was crying. He explained. He said, "Prabhupada, when he heard that Bhaktivedanta Swami has come with devotees, that he has fulfilled the mission, he has fulfilled the prophecy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spreading the holy name," he said, "Yes, I knew this was the person who could do this job, because he was so humble." And Prabhupada failed so many times. In Jhansi, he tried to preach Krishna consciousness in India. People were not listening. "Swamiji, you are too orthodox." That's what Indian was saying to Prabhupada. "Swami, you are too orthodox. You know, who will listen? You are telling no tea and coffee and all these sort of things. World is getting so advanced. This is 50 years ago." But Prabhupada did not compromise. He was told by someone that, "Oh, you have to learn, eat with knife and fork." Prabhupada said, "I'm going there to teach, not to learn." So Prabhupada presented this Krishna consciousness as it is. And that is why it is working as it is. Prabhupada has written Bhagavad Gita as it is. But we should not keep this Bhagavad Gita on the shelf as it is. We should pick it up and read. We should not keep as it is on the shelf. We should read every day. Sometimes devotees, I heard, devotees do say this, "Bhagavad Gita I have read, you know." They are thinking that they want to talk about some pastimes of Krishna. Bhagavad Gita is not really, it's okay, but it's not really, you know, rasa there. They talk about high rasas. But do you know, in Padma Puran, when Devi Parvati asked Lord Shiva, "My dear Lord Shiva, what do you do when you sit down? What do you meditate on?" Do you know what did he say? Very first word he said? He said, "Om Devi, I meditate on the verses of Bhagavad Gita." In the Gita Mahatmaya, the whole episode of glorification of Bhagavad Gita is in Padma Puran. It is the same Shiva who is enjoying Bhagavad Gita. She asked, she said, "All these things which you are wearing is like, in the scripture it says, if you touch an animal, one should take a bath, you become impure. And you got snakes, scorpions, you got crematorium, this ash. Everything is impure. What makes you pure? And that is time Shiva saying to Parvati, he says, is the verses of Bhagavad Gita that I am addressed as a Shiva, all auspicious. My name is Shiva because of verses of Bhagavad Gita. I am pure with the verses of Bhagavad Gita. I meditate on the verses of Bhagavad Gita. Of course, then he further explains then how he meditate on the pastimes of Krishna and Lord Ram, which are the prominent pastimes. It is the way the Vyas who compiled Srimad Bhagavatam. When Madhvacharya went to Badrikashram, devotees who've been there to Badrikashram, you know the cave. When Madhvacharya went there, what did Madhvacharya took with him? Madhvacharya took not Bhagavatam with him. Madhvacharya took commentary of Bhagavad Gita with him. That was his offering to Vedavyas. Madhvacharya, a great acharya in our line, Vaishnava line, he took commentary of Bhagavad Gita which he has written and he took it to Vyasadev and he offered that this is a presentation, this is a gift, he gave it to him. Sir, I have got this from, this is what I have got a little gift for you, this. And what was Vyasadev done? He became jubilant by receiving the commentary of Bhagavad Gita from Madhvacharya. And same line, Prabhupada has given this Bhagavad Gita as it is. So my request is, this is whole padanti tatva tattvam jajjnanam adyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaneti shabdayate. This complex matter of Krishna consciousness is three Vishnus which he is giving the mantra Sankarshan, Pradumna, Aniruddha. Everything will be revealed to us if very patiently we study these books every day. Then it's very easy to understand. And when we understand, then we feel grateful to Srila Prabhupada. So my only humble request to you is, Prabhupada has done so much work. I request you should study these books regularly. Prabhupada recommended 2 hours actually, every day. And then at one place he said, at least 1 hour. So, but the 2 hours are the best. 2 hours are the best. So anyway, this is my request to all of you. So some other exalted devotees are around here. Temple president, he's done so much work for the temple. So much nice, beautiful advancements are coming to Krishna Balaram temple. So any other devotee I'd like to, if you can say something? Anybody liked any comment? Please. Panchagada Prabhu, our president, yeah.
When you spoke, Prabhupada wrote to Rupa Nuga stating, perhaps the householder that you're also three that you sacrificed your life, your home, your child, your Kadani Sannyasi. In fact, continue the energy seriously, and also be as good as Sannyasi, even though you're in the 15th verse it said, like the elephant coming out of the mighty water, Chitra Ketu left the dark well of family life. Krishna, he was married in Dwarka and so many children. So what's the problem? Why do you just stay and be Krishna conscious and like a sannyasi in the family life? Why do you have to renounce under the order of this Narayana and Angira, disrupt the family life?
Is a question? What is the question?
I said, why is it that Chitra Ketu had to leave the dark well of family life? He, once he's enlightened, he could have been as good as sannyasi as a householder. What was the use of leaving it, and why not just be Krishna conscious at home?
Well, that's a good question. Okay, now I understood your question. You see, there are four varnas and four ashramas. Chaturvarna Maestrishtam Guna Karma Vivagashaya. I definitely know Panchakota Prabhu does know the answer, but he's asking for the other people maybe. Okay. Well, well, four varnas and four ashramas. Four varnas are practically for material progress. And four ashramas are for spiritual progress. One can practice one. Grastha is an ashram. Answer to your question is, even when Krishna was explaining at the Kurukshetra to Arjun, he did not tell him that you leave your household life and you go to temple or you go to holy place and live there and become Krishna conscious. Rather, Krishna told to Arjun, Manmala Mad Bhakto Madhyachi Mam Namaskuru, become my devotee. Leave all varieties of religion. And one can remain as a householder and one can perfect his life as he's mentioning Bhachitra Ketu. But when for some higher reasons, it is always good to leave the house. Prabhupada was perfect Krishna conscious at his home. There was no need for Prabhupada to leave home. But Prabhupada left home for par dukha dukhi, for the benefit of others. What do we do? Not only so many devotees have left home and come live in the temple, different parts of the world. I won't mention the name because, you know, devotees sometimes don't like if we mention their names, so they do listen to the classes. There was two sisters. So elder sister joined Prabhupada, I think 1972 or something. So she joined Krishna conscious. She became devotee. Now, when she became devotee, both the sisters would do together, everything together. So the sister who joined Hare Krishna's, so she would keep sending to her teenager sister some prasadam by post. Kept sending prasadam by post. Some literature, some prasadam. So the younger sister started reading or taking prasadam. So she decided to go and meet her elder sister. So the family got worried. We already lost one child. Now if this one goes, we will lose her too. But she probably said, no, don't worry. I won't join her. I just want to go and visit her. Guess what? The younger sister went and visited her older sister. In the temple of Hare Krishna. So 3 days, simply 3 days she spent with her older sister. And what was she doing? Simply taking prasadam and hearing Krishna's names. And after third day, the elder sister is telling the younger one, let's go, we distribute books. The younger sister said, but I don't know the philosophy. I know prasadam is wonderful, devotees are wonderful, atmosphere is wonderful, but I don't know the philosophy. So what do you know about Krishna? I know only one thing about Krishna. Krishna is blue. That's all. She said, that's all you need to know. And she was on the road distributing Prabhupada books. And still practicing very nicely. These devotees. This devotee is very solid, practicing Krishna consciousness. So for a householder, sometime, very nice may be in the house, but if a guru says, leave your house, go and do the service, that means surrender and for others. Hope that answers your question. Like to say something? Okay. All right. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai go premananda.